Hello there, this is Jennifer Herron of jenniferherron.com and Cadence Coaching once again. And this conversation is going to focus on setting powerful goals. There are two reasons that I have become a total hard ass when it comes to the goal setting process. One is that I know from personal experience and from coaching now hundreds of people through the process how well it works when it's done intentionally. The other is that I see people doing it poorly or not doing it at all the time. And I know they're missing out on a lot because of it. I think goal setting is a skill that everyone should have and use regularly like a muscle in order to live fully. People who feel accomplished, empowered, and live regret-free lives tend to have more to offer others. They're also less likely to be bitter, resentful, or behave in destructive ways. What it comes down to is that a world filled with these people is one that I want to live in. That's why I do this myself, and that's why I do this with my clients. If you thought that you were going to get away with focusing only on your horse or riding goals in this program, you've probably already figured out that you were wrong. I'm going to encourage you in this session and throughout this year that we're working together to continually set goals and to set them in different areas of your life. So this is really important for several reasons. Number one, it creates stability. A three or four-legged table is more stable than a one or two-legged one. If you set multiple goals, they support one another and help you stay grounded. Number two, balance. One of the biggest challenges that equestrians have is maintaining a sense of balance in their lives. Horses can be an all-encompassing passion. For many of us, they're a big part of our work, social lives, recreation, finances, fitness, mental health, and even more. They take up a tremendous amount of resources, time, money, and energy, and therefore space in our lives. Driven by passion and our love for these animals, it can be easy to let other areas of our lives suffer. So a lack of balance can create stress. It can cause you to feel dissatisfied in all areas of your life. And it can even make you feel like you're not able to enjoy your horses or your riding fully. Having clear goals in different areas of your life helps you create balance, and it can begin to make seemingly incompatible parts of your life more symbiotic. If you have a health and fitness goal that you begin to make headway on, this will impact your progress in your riding goal. If you have a financial or relationship goal that empowers you, these will impact your riding goals as well. It can also work the other way around. My client Cindy made three goals in 2013. One was to attain a preliminary level event horse and accomplish her lifelong goal of competing at that level. The second was to bring up her own foal, and the third was to get promoted in her job. And I actually just had a session with her recently, and she told me that she remembers feeling really accomplished and exhilarated after completing her first preliminary level horse trials in California. And that right after that, she spent her entire flight from California to Washington, D.C. preparing for a big job interview. And she said she 100% now credits the confidence that she felt after that event with acing that interview and getting promoted to a top position at the EPA, a job that is now extremely meaningful to her and has really changed her life. She also recently told me that, you know, she's now, this is so crazy, but the foal that she set a goal about wanting to have back then, she is now competing. He's now five, and she's competing him at the novice level. And now she's preparing kind of her next professional adventure following retirement from the EPA. So her current professional and riding goals are supported by one another, and they're now driven by a whole new vision than the one that she and I created together in 2013. So it's super fun. The whole evolution of it is super fun. And kind of watching how, I think she's just such a great example of how having multiple goals in your life not only creates stability and balance, but also helps you kind of continually move forward in each of those areas. So it's important that your different goals are in alignment with one another. If any of them are contradictory or they're not mutually achievable, Now is the time to evaluate what's most important to you and adjust them. Cindy actually ended up selling her new horse years ago in order to make the move from Seattle to Washington, D.C. that was required by her job. And this isn't a circumstance that she could have foreseen. Ultimately, it worked out well, but it is a consideration when you're setting goals. If your goals are to, say, build a profitable business and go on a six-month vacation this year, they are probably incompatible and you'll probably have a choice to make. The third reason to set multiple goals is resilience. Having multiple goals keeps you from putting all your eggs in one basket. If things aren't going well in one area, you can focus on another for a while and still feel like you're moving forward. I cannot say enough about how important this is. Goal achieving is not a linear process. Periods of regrouping and renewal are an important part of working toward anything that's challenging or important to you. Having several goals can give you strength to weather difficult times and persevere through heartache. If you have momentum in your career and your health at a particular time, it can help you get through tough challenges in your personal life. Or if you have strong relationships, they'll help you move through the natural ups and downs of a competitive or career goal. People who have balance in their lives generally are able to experience failure, tragedy, and disappointment with more grace and resilience than those who are single-minded or let one goal steal resources from the other areas of their lives. Creating balance is one of the top desires of equestrians that come to me for coaching. It's an important opportunity for you to create some equilibrium in your life if this is something that you desire as well. Look at your vision and identify goals in at least three of the areas of your life that are the most important to you. Write them down in your training notebook or in your journal. If you find yourself hesitant to claim a particular goal, remember that the important thing is to claim something, to head out in a direction, to create movement, to commit. The goal setting process is infinitely creative and adaptable, but it does not catch fire until you make a claim on your goal. There are no right goals or wrong goals. Your goals should be outside your comfort zone, and if they're not, they're not worth making. If you feel a little nervous or uncertain or uncomfortable about your goal, that's likely a good thing. So this is my invitation to you this month. Stop circling and snorting if that's something that you tend to do, and set some goals for this year that will make a difference in your life. Thanks again for spending a little bit of time with me.